Hey, welcome to another day with Jesus, a podcast brought from the Word of God by Pastor Preji. As you tune in, place yourself before God and receive from Him.
Greetings in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to this amazing new day. Are you blessed? Are you happy? Are you in this place of prosperity and comfort and blessing from the Lord? If there are areas in your life where you feel incomplete or incompetent, or if you feel that you're not provided for, it could be because there are enemies that are attacking you. It is not because God doesn't love you. It is not because God doesn't care for you. In fact, God wants you to wage a warfare against your enemies. No matter why they came in, no matter how they came in, no matter why they are attacking you, you have victory through Jesus Christ. Through Him, you can close every door. Through Him, you can overcome every word that the enemy is speaking against you. Through Him, you can, in fact, become victorious and have the final say in each and every one of your battles. The Lord speaks through Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 12. Raise the battle flag against Babylon. You should understand the context of what Jeremiah is saying. He's talking to a prophetic people and he's telling them to raise the battle flag against the nation that harassed, enslaved, and hurt the nation of Judah. Babylon was the government, was the country, was the force that captured almost the whole of the known world back in the day. And the reason that it's spoken of by Prophet Jeremiah is because Babylon was the country that took over the nation of Judah. Now, Judah was supposed to be ruled by the dynasty of David. And yet, because of Judah's disobedience, because of their idol worship, because they didn't serve God wholeheartedly, God allowed Babylon to come in. God allowed Babylon to capture Judah. But at this point, Jeremiah raises a prophetic prayer, a prophetic declaration, a prophetic invitation to all those enemies of Babylon. And he says, raise the battle flag against Babylon. May I do that with you this morning? Can I encourage you to raise a battle flag, to raise a banner, to raise a prayer, to raise a sign, a symbol in the spirit realm against those enemies that have been enslaving you or your family for generations? Some of you need to build an altar for that. Some of you need to change your physical environment for that. Some of you, you need to distance yourself away from your old lifestyles. Whatever it takes for you to make a public declaration that I am no longer willing to be enslaved by Babylon. Now I have a different identity. I have a different destiny. The next statement he says is reinforce the guard and station the watchman. So it's not enough that you just raise the battle flag. You need to prepare your physical strength. You need to prepare your physical ability. You need to prepare your physical resources. Jeremiah says, now you need to reinforce the guard. Whatever defense mechanism you had till now you need to add to it. You need to reinforce the help that you needed, whichever areas was weak, whichever areas were you were struggling in. You need to reinforce those areas so you don't become weak in a time of battle. And then he says, station the watchmen in the right places. I hope that you have watchmen in your life, that you have watchmen in your church, that you have watchmen in your home. Sometimes God will give you physical prayer partners that can stand in the gap for you and pray for you and believe for God's purposes to come through in your life. If you don't have any, seek the Lord for one. ask God to show you somebody in your church that you can open up to and ask them to help you to watch over your house, to watch over your finances, to watch over the assets, physical or spiritual, in your life. And they can be stationed in your life. And at the same time, the Holy Spirit is your intercessor. He can become your watchman. The ultimate intercessor we have is Jesus himself. He is standing at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, making prayers for us, advocating on our behalf. So you can just yield to Jesus. You can yield to the work of the Holy Spirit inside of you. You can spend time praying in tongues. And when you do so, you will actually be stationing the watchman in the right places. Then he says, prepare an ambush. Prepare to surprise the enemy. Don't just live your predictive lifestyle. If you've been praying in the mornings, prepare to pray in the afternoons. If you've been just praying in the evenings, just prepare to pray all through the night, one night. Just surprise the enemy this week. Surprise the enemy today when you go to work. Surprise the enemy in that conversation, in that relationship. Don't let the enemy have the upper hand. Prepare an ambush, says the Lord. For the Lord will fulfill all his plans against Babylon. This is God's plan, that Babylon should fall, that your enemy should bow down to you, that your enemy should stop enslaving you further. But for that, you need to raise the battle flag. You need to reinforce your protection. You need to station the watchman. You need to prepare an ambush, prepare a surprise attack against the enemy today. Some of you need to be intentional to build an altar. I know we are not in a Sunday service, but build an altar today. Surprise the enemy, because the Lord is going to fulfill all his plans against Babylon, against your enemy. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom and the prophetic direction that you've given us this morning. We pray that you would give us the grace to keep the signs and the symbols all over our lives. The flags, let it be flying high, that the guards that you want us to put in place, whether it be in our heart or whether it be outside, let them be reinforced this morning in Jesus' name. I bless those watchmen that you've given us, those who will watch our back and pray for us. We thank you, and we pray for those who don't have the privilege of having watchmen. We pray that you would provide for them, Lord, and give us the grace, the wisdom to prepare an ambush against our Babylon, because we know you will fulfill all your plans against our enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hope this word blesses your spirit. Share this podcast to someone to bless their day. Contact us at pastorpreach.com. May you walk in his guidance through your day.